Welcome back to Jefferson City. I thought that I might talk about another bill that I'm working on this year that passed out of the Senate last week, Senate Bill 573. And to give it some context, we live in a dangerous world full of bad actors who seek to do us and our allies harm. And many of those folks are seeking nuclear weapons, sponsoring terrorism, and ultimately pose a very serious threat to us and our friends across the world. One of those countries is Iran. Last summer and last fall, President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry reached an international agreement on the nuclear program of one of our enemies across the world, Iran. And it's commonly been known as the Iran deal. The problem with the deal, and there are serious problems with the deal, but some of those problems are it leaves Iran's nuclear infrastructure pretty much intact. They can resume operations 10 years from now with that infrastructure, you know, being intact. It's not really being dismantled. And the deal releases billions of dollars to the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. And by the way, a country that's used death to America as its national slogan for decades. And we certainly have reason to mistrust Iran and its leaders. So this deal releases those sanctions, releases billions of dollars, and I find that objectionable. Why does that matter as it relates to Senate Bill 573, which I filed and passed out of the Senate? Well, there's a paragraph in that deal, a deal that, by the way, was not a treaty and not approved by Congress. Paragraph 25 says that the federal government can use all available authorities to essentially get states to change their divestiture policies. What are their divestiture policies? Well, 10 years ago, Sarah Steelman, when she was state treasurer, said that we're not going to have any taxpayer money going to entities that are doing business with state sponsors of terror. The reason why this bill is necessary is we need to codify that policy into law so that none of our pension funds, no state tax dollars are being used to ultimately find their way to state sponsors of terrorism like Iran. And you have to be on that state sponsor of terror list. And there are three countries currently, Iran, Sudan, and Syria. So this bill, and I think it's a very important bill, would make sure that not one penny of our tax dollars would go to countries that would do us harm and our friends harm and our state sponsors of terrorism. That bill made its way out of the Senate in a bipartisan way. It went over to the House and we're awaiting action in the House. So we wanted a little different issue, one that, as you hear the Iran deal, been talked about over the course of the last year. How does this affect the state? Well, the state makes investments, and we want to make sure those investments do not go overseas to find their way into the coffers of the number one state sponsor of terrorism, Iran. Thanks for listening today. We'll keep everybody up to date as we move towards spring break coming up in a couple weeks, which is our halfway point in this 2016 legislative session. Have a great weekend.